Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host Matthew Perkovich and this is episode number 113. Last Tuesday night marked the opening night of the 2017 Cunard British Film Festival, one of my favourite film festivals where new release films and beloved classics from the British Isles screen on select cinemas across the country. For more information, go to www.britishfilmfestival.com.au. Joining me today to talk about this year's programme is festival spokesperson Kim Patelis. Kim, I thank you very much for joining me on the podcast.
Pleasure, Matthew.
So, the British Film Festival has already commenced. The states where it's playing, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra, Adelaide and Perth. Kim, have you had a chance to attend any of these opening night events? How is everything going so far?
Look, it's been sensational. The film has just been so warmly received. The opening night film was Breathe, which is Andy Serkis's directorial debut. And it's just an inspirational film with a great cast, including Andrew Garfield and also Claire Foy, who we all know from her role in the Crown series. And the film just really moves people. The film does have humour in it, but it's also one of those very emotional films. It's a very ultimately uplifting love story.
The film is about disability rights campaigner Robert Cavendish. I saw the film a couple of weeks ago, and I thought that Andy Serkis did a really good job with his directorial debut. What did you think of how he approached the material?
No, I think he did a great job. I think he handled it all with a great sensitivity. And as we realise, the film's actually produced by Cavendish's son. So right. I'm sure they had a very close collaboration during the making of the film.
This year's program, as well as previous year's programs, have a really great mix of new and old films. There are the potential future classics sharing screen time with established British films. When you put this year's program together, what were you looking to establish in regards to getting that balance?
Look, what we try and do is select the best British films available that are either just landed at international festivals or alternatively have just been released in UK cinemas and haven't found their way to Australia as yet. And we also, look back on classic British cinema, and we've had a history of screening some great retrospectives over the past 5 years. And this year's is quite an outstanding retrospective that's perfectly timed for the release of the new Murder on the Orient Express, which is the Kenneth Branagh film. And this year's retrospective is Classic Clues, Solving a British Mystery, which is, there's six films in the retrospective, and it's a specially curated ode to British mystery and suspense. And we're screening four Agatha Christie classics: the original Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, Evil Under the Sun, and The Mirror Cracked.
So that Murder on Orient Express, that's a Sidney Lumet version from the 1970s?
That's correct, yes.
That's a great version there. Great cast as well. I think people really forget about how stacked some of those casts were back in the 70s.
Yeah, they had incredible casts, incredible locations, and they were massive box office hits when they were released in that period.
The thing that I really love about the British Film Festival, it has all these kind of potential Oscar winners as well in there. One of those films that I think could be one of those potential award winners is Goodbye Christopher Robin from director Simon Curtis. That Oscar buzz surrounding it, what can you tell us about that movie?
Look, it's the it's based on a true story, and it's an insight into the relationship between the very famous children's author A.A. Milne and his son Christopher, whose toys inspired Milne to write Winnie the Pooh. And it's a really beautiful British period piece, and nobody does classic feel of a period drama like the British do. The attention to detail in Goodbye Christopher Robin is quite extraordinary, and it's one of the certain highlights in the other festival this year.
That film stars Domhnall Gleeson and Margot Robbie, Australia's own Margot Robbie, always with a great accent as well. Margot, I think I heard her accent in the trailer. She can really nail those accents, can't she?
Yes, most definitely.
Another film that I think is sure to be a hit with the festival is The Death of Stalin. It's the latest film from Scottish director Armando Iannucci, who wrote In the Loop. What can you tell us about that film?
This is a really clever, British, satire. I mean, it's got that classic British humour that is just so, fast-paced and cutting, and it's a great send-up, and it features a wonderful casting, including Steve Buscemi, and there's also a smaller role from Michael Palin, who was so successful in the Monty Python series.
Yeah.
And it's the first film I think since he made In the Loop, and it's just one of those really funny, very clever British satires.
Final question, Kim. As someone who helped put together that program, what is a film or films that you could recommend people to watch that might not be on their radar?
Look, there's a couple of late inclusions into the festival that came direct from Toronto, and one is The Bookshop with Emily Mortimer and Bill Nye. It's a beautiful film set in a small town in England in 1959, and about a woman who wants to open up a bookshop, and she's fighting against the establishment there, and finds a rare ally in the Bill Nye character. And that's a really beautiful film with a terrific performance by Emily Mortimer. And the other film that took me by surprise was Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. Uh-huh. And it's a true story. It's a story of the Hollywood actress Gloria Graham, who actually won an Academy Award, I think, in 1952. Mm. But it's a story of her and her much younger lover, played by Jamie Bell, who we remember from Billy Elliot. And Gloria Graham's played by Annette Bening. And her performance, I think, is going to get Oscar attention. She's absolutely tremendous in this film, and that's another, I think, special film.
That is one that's also I like to watch as well, especially considering that Benny has always been the bridesmaid, never the bride, in regards to getting that coveted Oscar. Always great performances, just not getting there. Hopefully this time maybe playing an Oscar winner might help her get that Oscar finally at the end.
Yes.
So to everyone out there listening, the 2017 Kannada British Film Festival is in full swing. For those in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra, Adelaide and Perth, please go to www.britishfilmfestival.com.au to find screening times and venues. Kim, I thank you very much for your time, and thanks again for another great program this year.
My pleasure, Matthew. Thank you.